What's up, fam? It is Ali Shinaki, and welcome back to my podcast. I am so excited that y'all are here. I believe that the Lord has brought you here because he has a word he wants to speak specifically to you today. So I hope y'all are excited and ready to see God move and speak into your lives. But before we even get started, do not forget to subscribe and click the download button. Trust me, you do not want to miss out on anything God is doing here or miss out on any of the new podcasts coming out. So make sure y'all subscribe and download and drop a review. I'd love to hear what you guys want to hear next and what you guys are thinking about the podcast. Let's get started. What is up, my favorite people? Welcome back to another week on the podcast. I am so excited to be jumping into this next week with y'all, especially because we missed a week last week. So for those of you guys that do not know, we post every single Monday here on the Ali Shinaki podcast. And last week, me and my good friend and my guest, Kay Stout, say hi, Kay Stout.
Hi, friend.
We recorded our podcast here in person in Florida, and somehow the file got corrupted. So we know that we weren't supposed to post it, and we were supposed to post this one. But thank you guys so much for having patience. I know y'all were looking out for that, but I just pray that this one is going to be double the wisdom, double the impact, because God had us wait a week, and I'm so excited to jump into this. The title of today's podcast is How to Be Great to God. I don't know about y'all, but Kay Stout, you want to be great to God?
Of course I want to be great to God. I feel like that's the number one thing that I'm supposed to do here while I am on this earth.
I feel you. And to be honest, trying to be great to people is exhausting. So I think
by being great to God, we are being asked to be great to people. So that kind of comes full circle. So it's the domino effect of if you're great to God, you're going to be great to people because God calls us to love people.
Dang, guys, she is already dropping the wisdom. It's true, though.
Now I understand why we had to re-record the podcast.
Now we know. It's true, though. To be great to God doesn't mean to please people, but it means to love people. And so we're going to be jumping into this podcast today and just hopefully giving you guys some insight on the things that God has revealed to us about how we can truly stand out and be a vessel that is great to God and to the great commission that he's put on our lives. But first, Kay Stout, you just want to tell them a little bit about yourself. For those of you guys that do not know Kay Stout, she is incredible. She is my big sister. She is one of my greatest inspirations. And I chose her to be on today's podcast because she is such a servant. It says in Matthew 23:11, the greatest among you will be your servant. And Kay Stout is constantly stretching herself so thin, superwoman over there, trying to serve this person, serve this person, write this for them, write this for them. Like, absolutely crazy, and still has time to just invest in her relationship with the Lord. I really admire her, but do you want to tell everyone a little bit about maybe who you are and how you balance serving others and feeding your relationship with God?
Thank you for all of that. That was so sweet. I'm just so blessed that God brought Allie into my life as a little sister. I mean, honestly, we look back and we're like, isn't it weird that we used to be strangers and now we're as close as we are? Like, it's so special and just such a God thing.
Dude, it's so weird. It's so weird.
I know. Now I can't even imagine what life was like before you because we're so close.
Like, the percentage of us becoming friends was like zero.
I call them God odds. Like, when we're like, oh, the odds are so slim, I'm like, but they're God odds because he loves that story. Like, he loves the David versus Goliath. He's like, perfect. The lower the odds, the bigger my glory. So yeah, it's the best when God odds step in.
I mean, it's serendipity. Serendipity is me and Kay Stout's favorite word of all time.
It's our favorite word. We love it so much. Like, only things that can be like divinely explained by God's blessing in your life. Oh my gosh, those are my favorite moments ever.
I love it. Our friendship was that.
Exactly. And we're really good at going down tangents, as you can see, because I feel like Allie asked me a question 2 minutes ago and we're like off on a complete tangent. But anyways, to bring it back to Allie's question about being a servant, part of me, I think, you know, we were all equipped with different gifts. And something that's just always been innate to who I am is that I just love helping people. If any of you know the Enneagram, I'm Enneagram number 2, which is the helper. I just have a heart to love people and to help them. And so to me, it almost doesn't feel like Allie's like, oh my gosh, you're like helping someone with this and you're helping someone with that. And you're going to dinner with this person and you're bringing joy to that person. Like, is it overwhelming? And No, in the sense that that is me using the heart that God has given me, and it actually fills my cup just as much as it might fill the cup of other people. Like, I feel like I am my best when I am serving others, and it actually lines up really closely to that verse in Proverbs, which is generous persons will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed.
Dang.
And that's how I feel. Like, when I'm helping someone, I'm so glad that it's a gift to them, but it's equally, if not more, refreshing to me and to my soul, because that's what I love to do. And it can be little things like serving the people around you, like the people who God's called you in the community with or who live in your same house, or it can be bigger, like, you know, serving in a soup kitchen or going on a mission trip. But service can look different in so many different ways. There's not one way to serve. Really, what serving is loving people who God's put around you really well.
Amen. That's true. It's so true, man. It really is.
Yeah.
And it's completely contradictory to every single thing that the world tells us. And me and Kay Stout, and we talk about this all of the time here on the podcast, every single thing that the Bible tells us and that God shares is contradictory to what the world is telling us. You know, the world says, focus on yourself. It's about you. God says, focus on others. It's about them and it's about we and what we can do together. And it's just retraining our minds to every single day, wake up and say, you know what, God, in the midst of my busyness and my to-do list, me and Kay Stout, I don't know about y'all, but if you're like us, you make huge to-do lists because they help you stay motivated. Okay. You need them. You need them in your life. If you don't have them.
Allie and I go so far as to, like, we write it on a piece of paper every day. We're a little bit old school. And we even make the little square box so that then we can check it when we're done with it.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling of accomplishment.
Listen.
Oh, yeah. But
the phone doesn't even work. I need to write it down on paper so that I can check off that box.
Yep. Exactly. But what a lot of us don't do on that to-do list is add a box for...
Don't say
it. Today I'm going to allow room for interruptions in order to serve God, in order to be great to God.
Convicted.
Like, a lot of us, as we're making our to-do list, that checkbox is not on our list. But God doesn't matter. God does not live within a checkbox. God is going to change your plans and set you on a course to serve him and to serve others, regardless of if it's on your to-do list or not. And so Allie and I, as we were talking about this, we have so many stories when we were thinking back on it of ways that God used us to touch somebody else's heart. And so one example of this, this is probably a couple months ago, actually. I was just going through my daily routine. I was on a run on the beach in the morning. When I finish my run, I sit in the sand and I read the Bible, do my devotions, and journal. And so I was sitting in the sand doing my devotions, and all of a sudden this girl comes up. And she was selling cookies and she was like, do you want any cookies? And I had my AirPods in. I think I was listening to worship music. And for whatever reason, you know, it'd be so easy for me to be like, oh my gosh, I have to be at lunch at this time. So, I can't stop and talk to this girl. But I just felt God say, take your AirPods out. So I took my AirPods out and I was like, no, I am allergic to gluten or whatever. So I can't have any cookies. But what are you selling them for? And she was like, oh, my foster parents work for a gym and we're helping raise funds for them. And then I found that so interesting that we ended up sitting down. She ended up sitting down with me in the sand. We talked for 2 hours where she just shared her heart with me. And again, I had never met this girl before, but I could just tell that God was asking me to love her and to understand her story. And she just kept saying throughout it I've just been praying for God to give me guidance, and then you're here, and so many of the things that you're saying I feel like God wanted me to hear, and he just used you to tell me. And so it's one of those things where it would be so easy, right, to be stopping for 2 hours and it was not on my to-do list today, I have 7,000 other things to be doing. But sometimes God goes, this is more important. And he changes our plan in order to serve somebody else. And I can tell you, when I walked away from that conversation, because at the end of it, I said, do you have a Bible? And she was like, no, I don't. And I was like, can I have your address? I'd love to send you one. And so I sent her a Bible. And you could just tell, that was, talk about serendipity, right? Or a divine sort of assignment and alignment. That's what she was. And I stepped into it because I was willing to slow down.
Wow.
Yeah. And I remember Allie like calling you right after being like, oh my gosh, I can't believe God chose me to do this. Like he wanted something to touch this girl's heart and he used me to get to her. I was like, that's what Proverbs is talking about. It is that sort of refreshing feeling when God uses you as his servant that touches your heart. And that was the best thing that was going to happen to me all day. And that was not on my to-do list or in my plans for that day at all.
Wow. That is so good, K-Style. And it's just a constant reminder that 24/7, God has opportunities lined up for us to impact those around us and to make a true difference in this world. The only thing that stops us from reaching them is, are our eyes opened? And are we asking God to give us vision to those opportunities so that we don't miss out and so that we don't miss out on being refreshed? Because when you're great to God, he makes you great. And I have to remind myself of this all of the time, just because pride is something that the enemy likes to use. And we don't even know that we are holders of it sometimes and carriers of it, but we all are if we're not careful. And I have to remind myself that God is the great one and that he does not need me, and that it is so humbling that the God of the universe wants to use me in his story to impact someone else's life for eternity. And it just goes back to, you want to know how to be great to God? By making time for him to move and making room for him to move in your life. Because when we have these to-do lists, and I'm the first one to have them, and they're not a bad thing. If anything, I think they help you live on purpose and are effective with your time and just everything. Yep. But we need to make sure that we are not lining up every single minute of every single day, because the breath in our lungs and the days that we have are a gift from God. They're not ours. And so just giving God the opportunity, God, this is the thing. These are the things I have to do today. They don't shock you. You know what's on my plate right now, but I know that you are a time multiplier and that I'm here for a bigger mission than what this to-do list says. And I want to be refreshed. I don't want to miss out on the refreshment, like, of walking in God's will. Actually, yesterday, we were just on this Jaywalkers call. So we have a Jaywalkers call for my church. Y'all can find that on Instagram. If you look up JWLKRS, there's a Zoom every single Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I would love to see you on there. And maybe you would be in my small group. That would be so sick. But we were on there yesterday, and one of the questions that they actually asked was, how do you know that you're allowing God to fill you and not yourself in the season that you're in? And
good question.
It's a great question, and it's super simple to answer if you just think about it for a second. And yours could look different than mine or the same from mine. But mine was, when I'm walking in God's will for my life, I can have the same amount of weight on my plate, or honestly more, but I still feel refreshed. And I have that enabling grace that comes literally walking in his will, because it says I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. If we're not connected to the source, we don't have the strength to do things and to walk into a supernatural calling, because we're not supernatural, but Christ is. So I find myself in seasons sometimes where I'm not connected to the source. I'm still doing ministry work, but because I don't have that supernatural strength helping me out, I'm exhausted and I'm tired and I want to give up. And it feels like, am I even doing the right thing, God? Because, you know, I'm serving you, but I'm exhausted. Nothing's going right. Everything's falling apart. And I have to remind myself, number one, how much of this did I pray and ask God to put on my plate? Is this, are these things he's invited into my life or that I've invited into my life? Is it clutter or is it assignment? And number two, I have to ask for his strength. Like, am I doing this by myself? Am I really connected to the source? Because if I am, even if I'm exhausted, even if I'm tired, even if it looks like the odds are against me, I know that God's hand is on my life and that he is giving me a peace that surpasses understanding despite the wildness. He is giving me clarity in my mind about how to conquer things one at a time. And he is giving me that strength that I could never have apart from him, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's so interesting that you brought that up, because last night when I was at my Bible study, at the end of study, we all go around and we do prayer requests. And so everybody, you know, there's 15 or so of us, and we all go around and we say what our prayer request for the week is. And before I go into it, I always like pray to God of like, God, please open my eyes to what my prayer request should be, you know, because the power of community praying for you. And last night, it was so clear to me where just in the last 2 or so weeks, and I can see it for the weeks coming up, is God is entering me into a season of work. So he is putting a lot of work from a lot of different sources all on my plate. So it's not just, you know, my job that I do from 9 to 5, but it's after my 9 to 5. There's so many different areas that God's making clear he wants me to step in and roll up my sleeves and work. And so my prayer request was, as God is calling me into this season of work, that he gives me endurance, and he gives me peace in order to be able to kind of fully step into all of this and do it the way he wants me to do it, so that it bears the fruit that he wants to be born from all the work that I'm about to do. So that was kind of my prayer. But I think, to your point, Allie, it's so easy to get overwhelmed when you look at that to-do list and everything you have to do. But when you're connecting to your source and going like, God, I know that because this is from you, you are going to help me through it, and then it's going to serve a greater good. It gives you that perspective you need to go, okay, I'm excited about this. I'm not overwhelmed about this, and let's go. Like, we are doing something for your kingdom and for your people. And so now I'm motivated to do all this work that's ahead of me.
Wow. There's so much wisdom in that little minute that you just shared. But the thing that stuck out to me the most that you said was that you literally prayed to God about your prayer request. Mm-hmm. You literally prayed God, like to God, asking what your prayer request should be. And that honestly inspired me and stuck out to me so much, because I don't know if I've ever asked God what my prayer request should be. And a lot of times I feel like when we go into prayer, we're just, okay, God, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I need. This is what is going on in my life. God already knows all of that. And I have to still my soul sometimes, remind myself of that, because the truth is, when we pray, it's us literally connecting to heaven so that God can align our hearts with his will. That's what it talks about in the word, how he gives us the desires of our heart. It doesn't mean that I'm going to go out today. It's a desire for me to find my husband today. Okay, God,
me too.
I'm going to go out and you're going to give me my husband. No, it's when I pray to you, when I literally connect to my source in heaven, he can download his desires into my heart so that our desires line up and they can literally come to fruition because I'm walking in his will. And I just think the number one way to do that, just like Kay Stout said, is living a life where you're praying to God, asking him what you need to be praying for, because he knows what our hearts need. He knows what our soul needs more than we even do. And prayer changes things. God, what do you need to download into my heart in this season that I'm in? Is it endurance? Is it patience? Is it loving my enemies? Which is going to be something else that we are going to jump into in a quick second. It could be whatever. Is it forgiveness? Is it laying down this sin that I've been going through? What is it that I, maybe you didn't even know you were struggling with the sin. Is it addiction? It could honestly be something hidden in your life that you don't know that God does. And he will bring to light when you ask him, God, reveal in me what is holding me back from making me more like you, or reveal in me what's weighing me down.
I mean, we could probably do an entire episode on prayer, just because the Bible teaches us so many different ways to pray too. But for me, I've just always thought of it as just like talking to a friend, because prayer, even if our circumstances don't change immediately, it changes us. So like, I go to God every time I have usually some sort of emotion, because it's a happy emotion, right? I'm like, thank you. Like, I go there and just like, I know that this was like your blessing that is in this moment where I'm feeling so much joy. Or if I have a moment where I'm frustrated, I'm like, okay, help me to see you in this. Like, just another silly example from yesterday. Like, again, there's so many things on my plate right now, which again, I'm super grateful for, but it is a lot. Like, my human flesh is like, oh my gosh. I needed to go get my car washed. Like, I got back from being in Florida and I was like, my car is a mess. I need to go get it washed. So I called the car wash earlier and was like, hey, are you going to be open? Like, are you doing this? They're like, yes. So I go, I'm like, okay, I can take half an hour, go get this car wash. I drive 15 minutes to go get the car wash. I get there and they're like, we don't do car washes here anymore. And I was like, what do you mean? I literally called earlier and you said that you did. Oh, you must have talked to somebody who like gave you the wrong information. And I was like, oh, like,
so annoying.
The fleshly person in me could have like been very not nice in this situation. And I was
let everything break loose.
I was like,
listen, if somebody doesn't wash my dang car right now.
So, but literally as I was turning my car around and my fleshly spirit was like, you have got to be kidding me. I'm so frustrated. I instead, Allie, I'm not even kidding you. I turned off the radio, and I was like, God, why did you allow this to happen? I was like, because I am in a place where like I could be like, what a waste of 30 minutes that I really need. But why did you allow this to happen? And how do you want me to handle this? Mm. And he was just like, I wanted you to take a step away. Because I think I had been so, and so he sent me on this to literally take a drive and to clear my head. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to be frustrated. Like he, and so in, again, when we stop ourselves to invite him into moments of our lives every single day, just as a friend, like sometimes prayer doesn't have to be like, you know, dear Heavenly Father and all of that. It's just like, God, help me to have eyes to see what you wanted for me in this situation. He makes it so clear, and he loves it when we invite him into moments to connect with us.
Wow. Dang.
Yeah. And also, yeah, it was another moment. It was another moment. But then connecting it kind of back while we're on the topic of prayer. So in the Bible, this came up last night in my Bible study last night too. We were studying Hannah. So Hannah is in Samuel, and she was really frustrated because she had a long season of not being able to get pregnant. And so she prayed a lot to God and kind of wanted understanding and everything through that. And what really struck me when you study Hannah is obviously you can learn how she prayed and what her relationship was like. But what's really cool is as she was praying, there was a priest, Eli, who was around. And again, we don't know what was going on in Eli's life, right? Like he could have had a million things that he needed to do. When he saw her anguish, he stopped and he came over and he said, you know, go in peace and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him. There is no doubt in my mind that that was God's divine assignment to use Eli to tell Hannah what God wanted her to hear. And so I think a lot of times we're Hannah, right? Where we're like, God, send me something, like help me to hear you. But what's super cool is when God uses you as Eli and God's going, okay, I know somebody needs me and is asking for me. I'm going to choose you to be my hands and feet to her as she's praying. Which is kind of what we were talking about at the beginning of like, God sometimes uses us and sends us to serve other people so that they feel back from God what they've been praying for. Even if the circumstances don't change, it's just that reassurance that there's community with them and that God is listening and God hears them and God is sending someone. And there's no greater feeling than when God sends you. When God asks you to be Eli, you walk away being like, thank you, God, for choosing me.
Wow. It's true. It goes back to that verse about number one, it's so humbling when a God that does not need us for his story wants to use us for his story and has chosen us to be a part of his story. But number two, it brings us back to like that verse about how when we serve others, we feel refreshed. And just talking about all of this serving others, it reminds me of this one time that I was at this conference, and I think I talked about this before. But I don't know if y'all have heard of Jenny Allen. She is amazing.
I love her.
I literally just heard of her the end of last year. And I don't know how, because this woman is out of this world anointed. And it's not
she's
because
so equipped. It's amazing.
She is. And it's not because the way she talks is super fancy or she uses big words or she sounds super smart. Or she dresses a certain way, or she looks a certain way. It's literally because of the way that Christ loves through her. And so I saw her twice. Once was in this little church at this conference that I thought was going to be way bigger. And when I walked in, my flesh was like, what in the world? This is so small. Like, what even is this? Should I leave? I'm just going to keep it real with you guys. I don't even know what I'm doing here. I was having a hard time with God. Right. Like, what is this? I thought this was going to be big. And I walk in, Jenny Allen's on the stage, and she literally sits down on the stage in this room of maybe like 150 people and gives this message sitting down like she was our friend. And I remember afterwards, I was just so in awe that somebody on that level of platform could sit down on a stage and make a whole entire room feel like their friend and their family. Mm-hmm. I went up to her, and normally when I go up to people, you know how it is. Like you kind of go up to well-known people and they like look at you. They're really nice, but it kind of looks like their mind isn't there. Like they see you, but they don't really see you, or they're kind of waiting to go to lunch, or they want to talk to this person or this person. They're just like kind of playing the role. It doesn't mean that they're not a good person. It just means they're busy, right?
Totally.
And so I went up to her just expecting it to be like that, which isn't even a problem because I know she's busy. But when I went up, it caught me so off guard. Even to this day, I'm talking about it, and I'll talk about it forever. She looked me dead in the eyes, and it wasn't just me. Mm-hmm. It was every single person. Number one, she didn't leave after she was done preaching. She got off of the stage, stayed there for an extra 2.5 hours, and looked every individual directly in the eye for 10 minutes each and just lit them,
so cool.
Talked to her, poured out her heart, encouraged them. Like, they were the only person in the room. When I talked to her, it was mm-hmm. like everything else was still and it was just me and her. She made me feel so known, so loved, mm-hmm. so seen, and mm-hmm. it impacted me to this day. Like, that is how Christ loves. A couple months later, I was at Passion. Thousands and thousands of people. Talk about a difference in, you know, conference, right? And mm-hmm. she was the same exact spirit. She was constant. And it just wow. reminded me so much of the heart of God, how he doesn't care if it's 3 people, 1 person, or 10,000 people. He mm-hmm. knows us. He loves us. He goes after the one and leaves the 99. It's his heart.
Okay.
And how he does it is by making us feel known, making us feel mm-hmm. seen, making us feel loved. And all of this to say, we live in such a crazy world. And I remember being in church a couple weeks ago, and you know, afterwards I was hungry and I wanted to leave. And there were people that were coming up to me, and I was being that person, I'm not going to lie, that was being nice, and I love people, but I really wanted to leave and get my food. I didn't feel like small talking. And I was mm-hmm. small talking with this girl, just kind of asking the basic, oh yeah, how are you? Great, great questions. You're not really listening.
Yep.
I was seeing her, but not really seeing her.
Yep.
And I remember God stopping me and saying, Allie, you aren't who you want to be without making yourself who you want to be. Like, mm-hmm. you can't just expect to be like a Jeannie Allen if you're not preparing your heart and intentionally being like that. And so he told mm-hmm. me, Allie, don't just see through her, really see her. And I was like, you know what,
oh,
God,
so
you're
good.
Right.
Wow.
Like, this is not who I am. Like, I'm not this person that just, I want to see her. Like, I want to be used. And there's something so different about when you look somebody directly in the eyes. Like, there is a difference in investment. Mm-hmm. Like, they know. And so I just saw her for like literally 2 minutes, just asked her how she was. It wasn't even some deep spiritual thing. I was just like, how are you? Like, how are you mm-hmm. doing? What are you up to? That's amazing. Like, encouraged her if that's what I felt like God put on my heart, and literally left. Was like, you know what? I feel refreshed. Thank you, God, for giving me the mm-hmm. opportunity to do that. Later that yeah. night, I get this long DM from this girl about how much it meant to her that I encouraged her, and that she felt seen, and that she felt known, and that she felt loved. And it was 2 minutes out of my day. And I'm not saying any of this to be, wow, she's holier than thou. Like, no, I'm saying mm-hmm. this to say, I am real. I am like you guys. I almost missed out on that opportunity because I was too busy on my own agenda. Not because I'm a bad mm-hmm. person, but because it wasn't a part of my mission for that day. And so if I could mm-hmm. leave you guys with anything, it's literally, let's be a community that disciplines ourselves, that wakes up every single day in the forefront of our minds. And the discipline that we have is to pray to God and ask him to give us vision, to see the people yeah. he wants us to truly see today, to not run our own lives, but to take control of our lives so that God can mm-hmm. use us for a greater purpose than something that's just being created here on this earth. The thing I love yeah. about God and his call over our life is it's not just something that we grow here on this earth, but it floods into eternity. And I don't know mm-hmm. about y'all, but I want an eternal legacy. I don't want to build a platform for myself, which is why I started podcasts and everything. Like, I don't want to build a platform for myself that the world can take down, because what the world builds, the world can destroy. I want to build mm-hmm. something on a solid foundation, saying, God, this is something that you've built that no man can shake. Shake everything so that the things that are left unshakable will stand. That's a verse in the Bible. And that's something I yep. pray over myself. I want us as a community to be people that aren't too busy in our own worlds and looking for the next person God wants to use to advance our callings, that we can't step back and humble ourselves and be that person in someone else's story. And I don't believe yeah. that's us. I believe we are a community that's going to realize the plans that the enemy has to rob us from what true refreshment is and truly being used as a vessel, which is when we're a servant. We're gonna be that servant. We're gonna be the person that sees what God can do when we're sold out for him, and when we're sold out to others, just serving them and just mm-hmm. being a friend and being a vessel that God can use to impact them, you know?
Oh my gosh. I'm like, there was so much goodness in all of that. I added to our to-do list every day just as a check mark of, you know, send me to be a blessing to others.
Mm-hmm.
Because then that's our prayer. It's like we're praying for a divine alignment and yeah. for God to send us to be a blessing to somebody else. Because ultimately, that would mean more to us and to God than anything else probably that's on that to-do list today. And as you were talking and telling that amazing story, two quotes from scripture just came so clearly to me, because I think everything you're saying is what God promised in the Bible. You just lived them. So like one is in Hebrews again, don't forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Like
that verse,
we love that verse, but it's just the don't forget, like just slow down and show hospitality, which is really just being hospitable, showing care, looking somebody in the eye to a stranger, right? Like Jenny Allen was a stranger to you, but when you walked away from her, you are no longer a stranger to her, right? Because she made you feel seen and she made you feel known. Like the girl at church who you did the same thing to, you showed hospitality to us. She's not a stranger anymore. She's a friend because you saw her. And so, and you have no idea, right? Like these could be angels without you even knowing it. Cause really, if we looked at every person who God crossed our path with as a child of God, we would slow down, right? Cause we get to come into contact and have a relationship with our brothers and sisters. And there's a warmth and there's a care that comes with seeing people in that way.
Yeah, and it reminds me of Beauty and the Beast. Like, I don't know why I always think about this.
I'm excited to see this analogy.
Well, no, you know how like that poor beggar comes up to his door and he opens it and she's like, "Will you buy this rose?" And he's like, "No, you poor beggar." And then she's like, "Really? This angel that like cast this curse on him and he becomes a beast until he learns how to love." Like, I don't know why it reminds me of that, but
oh my gosh.
I'm just,
do you know how much depth there is in Disney movies? Like,
there
how many
is.
Times have I seen that
there
movie?
Is.
How many times have I seen that movie and not connected that? But you are so true, because that's amazing. I love that analogy.
Like, if he would have just recognized, like, it literally talks about in the Bible, and I just want to say too, this isn't some like light verse. Oh yeah, you might be entertaining angels. No. Mm-hmm. Word in the Bible is accidental or just put there like
totally
as an empty word. That is an actual thing, and that's something that scares me all the time. I'm like, God, how am I treating people? Because I'm gonna be held accountable for this, and this literally could be an angel. And I think of the Beauty and the Beast story, because if he would have just had at the forefront of his mind this verse and to serve others and to intentionally try to be great for God, he would have missed out on so much. Like, he would not have gotten his curse. Like, he would have literally went past all of this trouble because he would have been walking an assignment. And I think about how much trouble we bring on ourselves when our pride and when our own agenda is running our lives. Like, we literally bring so much on ourselves. So much.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think, too, if we just continue to posture ourselves in a way that we want to become more like Jesus, there's no one who did this better ever than Jesus, right? Like Jesus woke up every day and he just went into the town and he healed people and he saw people and he made them feel known. And
he wasn't too busy.
He wasn't too busy. Like, that is what he made number one every day, right?
Yeah.
Like that. And it wasn't because he like, for us, we're like, oh, well, there's a trade-off. If I'm saying yes to one thing, then I'm saying no to another thing, which is true. But I can guarantee you that if you say yes to loving somebody who God has put on your path, that is going to bear fruit, whether or not you see it immediately or not, that is going to be bigger than your to-do list. And that, like, that is how Jesus lived his life. And think about how many people were saved because they saw how Jesus lived and the way he loved, and they wanted to follow somebody like that. And so that's the power that we can have in our lives, is when people see how you are, if you're living set apart and you're living different and living in the promise that God has for you, and that you are chosen and you are equipped to love like Jesus, and you have that power within you through the Holy Spirit, people are going to go, how do I do that? How does she live like that? And I want that. and then hearts are going to change all over the world.
Right.
I'm Dana Perino. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. As we analyze the 2024 election cycle, make sure you subscribe to this series on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts, and leave me a rating and review.
I love the quote by Tim Tebow that talks about how, this is literally what he says. Noah always brings this up, and I love this so much. Mm-hmm. It says, preach the gospel at all times and use words when needed. And I think a lot of times we forget that the light inside of us and the spirit inside of us is powerful even when words are absent. You know, our hearts could be genuine, but what do our actions say? Because our actions are going to be what impacts others and what truly, you know, stands out and makes us set apart and different. And we've talked a lot about entertaining strangers, but I want to bring up really quick, and I'm going to go to scripture because y'all know I love my scripture. I do not want any of this to come from me because I don't want to be held accountable for giving false doctrine. Like, I want it to come from God. So I'm going to bring us to Matthew 5 verses 38 through 48. And we're going to talk about the hard thing that I don't like and that I work on every day because, you know, in the social media world, there's a lot of haters out there that you just want to put in their place, okay? You just do, okay? But that's
it's
the
flesh.
It's a righteous anger sometimes. Sometimes I just want to hurt someone. And it's how to love our enemies. Yeah, the worst. Okay, we're going to talk about what Jesus says.
He's going there.
Because Jesus was the perfect example of how to love your enemies. And I believe this was, if not, his number one reason that he was set apart. When people spit in his face, when people persecuted him, he prayed for them. He loved on them. He still made them feel seen. He still made them feel known. He still forgave them. And this is what Matthew 5 verses 38 through 48 blueprint for us to follow. Teaching about revenge. You have heard the law that says the punishment must match the injury. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say, do not resist an evil person. If someone slaps you on the right cheek, offer the other cheek also. If you are sued in a court and your shirt is taken from you, gift your coat too. If a soldier demands you to carry his gear for a mile, carry it for 2 miles. Give to those who ask and do not turn away from those who want to borrow. Teaching about love for your enemies. You have heard that the law says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven, for he gives his sunlight to both good and evil, and he sends rain on the just and unjust alike. If you love those who only loved you, what reward is there for that? Even corrupt tax collectors do that much. If you are only kind to your friends, how are you going to make a difference? How are you going to be different from anyone else? Like, literally, I feel that. If you only love your friends, how are you going to be different than like anyone else? Even pagans do that. But you are to be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. And what I love about all of this is that God doesn't just command us to do things that he hasn't experienced himself. He literally humbled himself, sent his son down to this earth to walk out exactly what I just read. And he was successful over it. And now we see him at the right hand of God. Yes, when we're here on earth, sometimes we may love our enemies and we might be persecuted and we might not see the end of the full story, but I can promise you something, that God sees the good that you're doing and he will not forget it. He doesn't forget to reward us. That's why it says God brings rain on the just and the unjust alike. He will reward you. He will refresh you. He will fulfill you and he will store up treasures in heaven that you may not see until the life after this, but it's worth it. It's worth it because that is how we will be great to God. And I feel like some of us are asking the question right now, how do we know if something is from God or from ourselves? And this is what I felt like the Lord told me. Is it building up your kingdom or is it building up the kingdom? Because if it's building up your kingdom, then it's not from God. But if it's building up the kingdom that is eternal, the kingdom that is forever, it is from God. If it's making someone feel known and loved and unifying instead of dividing and isolating, then it's from God. So I would just encourage you guys, go out, be the hands and feet of Jesus. Love those that are hard to love. Stand out from everyone else because I can promise something. If I was a stranger and I watched somebody on the street get smacked in their face and so they turned the other cheek and let their enemy smack them and just stood there, that would stand out to me every single second of every day. I'd probably never forget it over somebody that gave a good punch back.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. Yep. Totally.
And it'll feel good to give a good punch back. But our flesh will disqualify us from every single thing that God has for us if we do not learn to take control of it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I mean, that's so good, Allie, because it's like, it's easy to serve people who we like, you know, or who we have a relationship with. It takes a lot more humility, faith, and courage to either serve someone who we don't know or serve someone who we don't think we like. I was being nice and saying we don't think, because God can change hearts. God can be like, no, you do. There's just brokenness there or something. And obviously, like, boundaries in life are important and that sort of thing. We're not saying, like, go in back into a situation that's toxic in order to love your enemies. But one way of loving people, too,
is from afar.
Is by praying for them. Yep. Like, prayer sometimes is the best form of service you can give somebody, because prayer is so powerful. And it's so true. Say there is a relationship in your life where it has become a relationship where you almost feel like they're your enemy, and you're like, I can't face them. God's not asking you to face them. God's just asking you to pray for them. Like, God's asking you to forgive them. So a lot of times, like, we think, like, that means, like, oh my gosh, we need to have, like, a, you know, full come to Jesus, and we've got to, like, have, no, sometimes all God says is, like, trust me in that your prayer is going to be powerful, and, like, it also changes how we feel towards them. So, like, when you start praying towards people, it changes how we feel towards them, which sometimes God's intention is because he wants to change our heart as much as he wants to work in their lives through your prayer. So,
dude,
I think, right? Like, that's when you think about loving your enemies, like, that's where it kind of connects back.
Yes. Dude, K-Stout, this is so, I'm so mad at you for bringing this up. Because,
why? What did I do?
Because I literally was in the car the other day, guys. This is a true story. And I was mad at this one person, and I was, you know, fighting with myself and fighting with God. You know, when you know the truth, but you're still struggling to, like, you know, you're probably going to come around, but you just want to fight with God for a second. So
it,
I was in the car.
It takes a minute.
Yeah. And I was fighting with God, and I was like, you know what? Like, these people are doing all these horrible things, but it's okay because I'm God's favorite and he knows what I'm doing and all of this. Mm. And God stilled me, and he said, Allie, but how are you serving them? Because I don't know where you got that you're my favorite, because are you serving them at all? It says in my word, the greatest among you will be the servant. Do you serve?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you don't, if you're not serving the people that are giving you a hard time right now, serving your fellow believers, you are not great in my eyes. And and it, like, stilled me, and it really shut me up and humbled me. You know, sometimes, like, out of nowhere, God will argue back and you're like, first of all, I thought I was just the one speaking right now. And I know that thought didn't just come in my mind, because I would never come after myself like that, ever. But no, it reminds me of that. And it's so true. And it reminds me of, this is where I was going with this. Sometimes I lose my track. This is where I was going with this. I felt God ask me in that moment, this is how you need to check your heart. And I would ask you guys, if you're brave enough, okay, to ask yourself the same question. He said, Allie, this is how you know if you have my heart right now or not. If those people succeed that you're mad at right now, are you going to be bitter or are you going to be happy?
Wow. Well, that's love, right? When you think of the, like, the biblical definition of love, right? It's like to will the good of another.
Yeah. Like, that, and I was so mad.
Yeah.
I was so mad,
you're
because,
like, oh man.
No, it's true. And in that moment, I'm not going to lie, I was like, I'm going to be so bitter, God, if you let that person that's doing all these horrible things succeed. I'm going to be so mad. And I literally just tweeted about this, and you'll know that I was going through something when I'm using my Twitter, because I don't use my Twitter. And I tweeted, I literally am going to pull it up really quick so that I do not botch what I tweeted myself, because, you know, I'd be like that sometimes.
You needed your own written reminder.
Right. This is what I wrote. I said, the root of jealousy is mistrust in God's provision for you. It really nothing to do with someone else, but everything to do with the condition of our own heart. And it's true. If we are getting angry and frustrated that God is exalting somebody else and that somebody else is succeeding, It is not. It has nothing to do with that person. It has everything to do with us not trusting that God is going to do something great with us.
Allie, that was a mic drop. That is so good. So good. It's so true though, right? Like you think about like, because it comes back to comparison, which you've spoken really openly about in your whole life is one of your testimonies, right? It's like how God got you to see beyond that. But it's like, when you look at what other people have and feel jealous of that, you're totally right. You're almost doubting God's ability to do that in your life, and not even that, but something greater that's even more aligned to you.
Yeah.
So it is. It's so true. It's so true.
Yeah.
Wow.
But man, I got the chills. I don't know if it's the Holy Spirit or the fact that I just exposed myself. It could be a little bit of both. But y'all know we like to keep it real on here.
Our lives are just used as, you know, testimony and to help other people. And like, speaking of lives, right, that were used to help other people and for testimony, when you were going back 10 steps to another quote you said about Tim Tebow, when you were talking about like, it's not always sometimes through words, it's through acts. There is literally an entire book of the Bible, the Acts of the Apostles, which are people who God chose to act in the world to help other people and to carry out his mission. And so if we're sitting here going like, how do we do this? Like, okay, great. Got it. Like, I'm going to be rewarded for my service. Like, it's going to refresh me. Like, I'm ready to serve. How do I do that? Read Acts. Like, it's literally God showing how he used the people who he had chosen to go and act in a way that served others and served the world. And so, like, God doesn't ask us to do things without giving us guidance of how to do them. He teaches us how to do them. And, you know, similar to, there's that quote in Peter that we've talked about that we love, where it's, be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care.
Such a big call.
Watching over them. Such a big call. Watching over them, not because you must, but because you're willing, as God wants you to be. Not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve. So that kind of ties it all, in terms of like dishonest gain. That almost ties back to jealousy, right? Or it's like kind of like bartering with God, like, okay, if I do this for you, then you're going to do this for me. It's like, no. Like, that's not the point, right?
Right.
You are just eager to serve because you know that God has put certain people under your care, and you are willing because you have a heart posture to have, you know, similar feelings of how to love people as he does, that you want to do that.
Oh my gosh. This is probably one of my favorite podcasts.
Me too.
I'm so happy our other one deleted.
Now it all makes sense. That's
this is so good.
Yeah.
This is so good.
A life with God is such an adventure, and it is so rewarding.
Yeah,
like that,
true.
I think, like, if we were to think about, like, a big takeaway in all these different stories, is just, like, how your soul feels refreshed when he's involved in every moment, and when he is rewarding you through asking you to serve more, where it's almost like you think like, oh, reward me through rest, but then he sends you to help someone else and you're like, oh my gosh, I've never felt better about a day that I just lived. Like, it is so fun. And he's just sets us on this adventure and he's in it with us. Like, we're not alone in it. And he literally has the Bible as our guide as to how to do this, you know, and prayer and the Holy Spirit as ways to equip us to be his hands and feet in this world to help other people.
I mean, when I say rest, I say bed and TV show. When God says rest, he says serve. I know what I need to pray for myself. God, can you please give me insight on how to pray for rest for myself?
But listen, that's another episode. Like, there is a holiness to rest.
Man.
Like, God created the world and then he rested, you know,
and
like we have to put on our oxygen mask first in order to help other people.
And
like,
man,
that's a real thing.
K-Style is going to be on again for sure. She is our top guest. She's been on like 4 times and I absolutely am just so blessed. And I know you guys are so blessed every single time she's on too. So if you guys like Cased Out, make sure you do not forget to download and leave a review telling her how much you love her and appreciate her wisdom. But y'all, I'm just going to pray us out of this. Give us one final word of encouragement. This was such a good message from the Lord. I just pray it does not fall on deaf ears, but that we really use to impact the world this week. And I believe that we will, Chosen and Free fam. But before we leave, I just want to encourage us that if we're ever going to reach the plans that God has for our lives and more for his story, because it's about his story. All of this, our lives are about his story. We're going to have to start training ourselves to focus on others above ourselves because that's biblical. And that's how the body of Christ is going to operate correctly. And that is somebody in a heart that God can bless. When we are constantly seeking to help others and we create an atmosphere, even in our friend groups or our households, that I'm serving you, you're serving me. And it doesn't matter if it's reciprocated, but we're going to do it anyways because that's what God calls us to do. The body of Christ is going to begin to have a massive impact in this world and operate because every single part will be nourished and walking in its own abilities, not looking left and right at what she's getting and he's getting and I'm not getting, but what God is doing in our lives and how we can be used as a vessel to help others' lives too. Because it's about his story. And if it's about his story, it doesn't matter if we're seen or not. But I love y'all. Going back last one time to what Cased Out said about, you know, we're supposed to be like shepherding God's flock. You are a leader. God has a calling over your life and he is equipping you every single day when you're seeking him and when you're in his word and just actively pursuing a relationship with him. He is equipping you with what you need that day. Every single day, his grace is sufficient for you to guard the influence that is underneath you. And I believe in you guys. I appreciate you guys coming here, believing in my vision and believing in the vision that God has given us as a community for Chosen and Free. If y'all don't follow that page on Instagram, go follow Chosen and Free Co. You can find it in Ali Shinaki's bio. That sounded weird. Ali Shinaki's, that's me. find it in my bio on Instagram. And I would love to get to know you more, but I believe in you. You are chosen by God. There's amazing plans for your life. Let's really live this life on purpose this week, guys, and just train our minds to really live as warriors for Christ. I'm going to pray us out real quick, and then I hope you guys have the most amazing week ever. I believe you will. In Jesus' name, God, thank you so much for an amazing podcast, God. Thank you that your timing is better than our timing, Lord. Thank you for deleting our last podcast, Lord, because you wanted somebody or multiple people to hear what you had to say through this, God. I thank you for speaking through me and Cased Out. God, I thank you that your will is better than ours. Lord, I thank you that you have revenge for us, God. Lord, that there's not one thing that is not seen by you, God, that you will not reward. God, we love you. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for every single thing you've put in our hands. I pray that you continue to flourish this community, God. You would continue to anoint us, Lord. You would remove anything from anybody listening, God, and just reveal to us what it is, God, that we need to be praying for ourselves, God, and that you want to remove from our life so that we can really be used by you, God. You're amazing. I pray that you would just be proud of us, God, that we would be great to you, that you would train us to be servants, God. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Ali, thank you so much for being a shepherd over this flock of Chosen and Free and the community that God has brought around you and just leading us so well and being a light to all of us. I think I can speak on behalf of probably everyone listening and say you serve us so well through how you share your heart with us. And I think we grow closer to God because we get to hear him through you. So thank you for doing this every week and for loving us so well. And we just love you. And I love you, obviously.
I love you guys so much. And I'm so blessed and just so humbled to be able to do what I do. All the glory goes back to him. I love y'all so much. Thank you so much for being on Cased Out. Hope you guys have the most incredible week ever. And we will see you next week on the podcast. Thank y'all so much for hanging with us today. It was so much fun having you be a part of our conversation. I hope the podcast today brought you joy, life, and that you got to hear your Heavenly Father speak directly into your life. Before this podcast ends, do not forget to click the download button and to subscribe so you do not miss out on any further episodes or any fun things going on. And also drop a review. I would love to hear what you guys want to hear in the future and see what God is doing in your life right now. I love y'all. You're chosen by God. There are amazing plans for your life. Until next time.